brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning, partly cloudy, 61 degrees on our way to 90 before it is all said and done. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by SOS Child Visitation and Exchange Center Director Tara Schnackenberg. Tara, good morning. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you in. How are things going for you this morning?
Things are going wonderful. Thank you.
Good. And I'm assuming with the big pool party tomorrow, maybe a little bit of an extra spring in your step for what's coming up?
Yes. To celebrate 25 years, the SOS Child Visitation and Exchange Center will be hosting a pool party tomorrow, August 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Aquatic Center, and all local community members are invited to join us for this free event to celebrate 25 years of providing safe services to families in need of supervised visits and monitored exchanges.
Okay, so we just want to let people know that the entire public is invited to this, right?
Correct. Okay. And everyone is welcome to come. We also have Newman's Community Care Team donated sunscreen and chapstick and some other giveaways. We also have popsicles for everyone that attends as well. And it's supposed to be pretty nice weather tomorrow for a pool party. So we're excited to have anyone that would like to join us come celebrate.
Yeah, and there's not too many days to take advantage of the pool. As Tara mentioned, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. Can't beat that, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I guess the last day of the pool to the public is this Saturday, so a great opportunity to get out and take advantage of this invite from SOS, Child Visitation and Exchange Center. Well, let's talk about exactly the work of the Visitation and Exchange Center. Talk about exactly what goes on, Tara.
Sure. The Child Visitation and Exchange Center is one of four programs within SOS, and we offer a unique service to the area, providing a safe place for supervised visits and monitored child exchanges, which allows children to build and maintain relationships with parents when they're in challenging circumstances. We are the only Visitation and Exchange Center within a 60-mile radius. So this is a unique service for the community, and we're very grateful to have support from the community and our community partners to be able to be so successful that we have been in the last 25 years.
Tara, from your perspective, why is having this type of service so important, not only for, you know, folks here in and very close to Emporia, but as you mentioned here, there's a pretty fair distance between here and the next one. Why is it so important across that big coverage area that you have?
Well, there's different circumstances that families may need to use our services, whether they're going through substance abuse issues or they might be experiencing abuse with their children or in the home, children witnessing domestic violence, and whatever circumstances lead them to need our services, it's important for children to still be able to maintain a relationship in a safe environment to where we can ensure that contact with a non-residential parent is safe and positive for the children and everyone involved.
So, Tara, are parents referred to you? How does that work?
Yes, we can take referrals from anywhere. A lot of our referrals do come through court orders, but we also receive self-referrals, so parents can just call and ask about our services. I'm happy to answer any questions they have. I can give them a tour and explain how our program works before they make the decision of whether or not they agree to use our services. We also receive referrals from child welfare agencies and other community partners as well. So all they'll need to do is just call the center at 620-342-0076 if they are in need or inquiring about services.
Tara, for I know there's not any specifics that you can give, but in general terms, how does a visit, one of these exchange visits, work? And how does it lay out? How long are they? And generally speaking, what happens?
All of our visits and exchanges take place on site and on our one location that we have at 1420 C of E Drive. And We have 3 visitation rooms and 1 outdoor visitation area, and we have highly trained supervisors and security officers that help coordinate and provide those services. When somebody starts using our services, whether it's a supervised visit or exchange, they will be greeted by the trained supervisor that is providing that service, and the supervised visits are 100% supervised, where the supervisor is physically in the visitation room to see and hear all interactions. And for the monitored child exchanges, the supervisor will transfer the child or children from one parent to the other parent without the parties having any contact with each other. So the parents can come to our center knowing they won't have to see or hear the other party. And oftentimes, the party might be fearful of the other party, and children can come to the center knowing that they're not going to be in the middle of potential arguments, conflict, or will that parent say something to them or something without a supervisor being present.
So, Tara, do you stay pretty busy? A lot of parents taking advantage of the visitation and exchange center?
Yes, we are always receiving calls about services. However, we have been able to accommodate all families that need our services. So we have never had to turn anyone away from services that ask about the need to schedule services through us. Since we've been open for 25 years, we've provided 13,000 supervised visits and nearly 14,000 monitored child exchanges, and all of those took place without a security incident.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Tara, I wanted to ask you here, too, before we wrap things up, you know, kind of how long you've been with in your role here with SOS and the Child Visitation and Exchange Center, and more along the lines of what drew you to the position and the satisfaction that you get in offering this type of service here for the families that need it.
Sure. I've been with SOS for a little over 8 years now, and prior to that, I worked with at-risk families and children, and just seeing the impact that I can make just to be a small part in helping families stay together and children continue to have contact with both parents is just really eye-opening, and I see the importance of it. We also had Susan Moran and Carla Fessler. They started the program back in 1998, and they did a fantastic job with reaching out to community partners to get this established, and I'm the 4th director to oversee the program. So there really is little turnaround, and because of our community partners, we're able to remain as successful as we have been in the last 25 years.
Well, thank you, Tara, for all you do, and I want to give you the opportunity to one more time roll out the big aquatic invite to the public.
Yes, thank you. We would love to see everyone come join us tomorrow on August 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Jones Aquatic Center. Children and of all ages and adults as well are welcome to come celebrate with us. We have the entire facility rented out thanks to an anonymous donor sponsoring the event. And we will have a table set up with some giveaways, popsicles, and more information about all of our services.
Tara, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Tara.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Tara Schnackenberg joining us again, Child Visitation and Exchange Center Director. The 25th Agency Anniversary Pool Party coming up tomorrow at the Jones Aquatic Center. And if you want, say, Friday's Newsmaker spot, it's tentatively open. You